AI Governance in Healthcare. What Every Practice Must Know Now podcast script for Gary S. Christensen, MD, PC. What if the AI tools running inside your practice right now are operating in a regulatory gray zone that's about to become a legal minefield? Because this week, the signals are everywhere. And if you're in healthcare, you can't afford to miss them. Here's the thing. AI governance just got real at the state level. Hawaii's governor signed two landmark AI bills this week, specifically targeting chatbots, deepfakes, child safety, and mental health. At the same time, Apple is embedding compliance logic directly into device hardware, and Amazon just restructured its AGI division. Taken together, these aren't scattered tech headlines. They are a pattern. And at Gary S. Christensen, MD, PC, the message is clear. Compliance isn't coming. It's already here. First, Hawaii's new laws are a preview of your future. Senate Bill 3001 and House Bill 2137 established the state's first formal AI guardrails, with explicit focus on child safety and mental health. If your practice uses any AI-assisted communication with minors or families, scheduling bots, patient portals, clinical decision support, you're already in scope. Other states will follow. Proactive governance review isn't overcaution. It's standard of care applied to technology. Second, Apple's rumored iOS 27 restricted mode is a compliance lesson hiding in a finance story. The concept of locking a device when payment terms are violated means governance is being built directly into infrastructure, not added on top. Healthcare technology is moving the same direction. Practices that understand this will negotiate smarter vendor contracts and avoid discovering compliance gaps after a patient harm event. Third, Amazon's AGI layoffs should change how you evaluate AI vendors. When a company the size of Amazon restructures the team building its most advanced AI models just months after cutting 30,000 employees globally, product roadmaps shift. Support continuity gets murky. Contractual commitments get complicated. The hard questions about vendor stability aren't optional anymore. They're due diligence. Here's your one action item today. Pull up the list of every AI tool currently touching patient communication in your practice. Before your next team meeting, ask one question about each. Is this tool governed with the same rigor we apply to clinical decisions? That single question will surface your biggest risks fast. Read the full article on the Midas blog at agentmidas.xyz. And if you want AI generated content like this for your business every single morning, start your free trial at agentmidas.xyz.